Step 3, hints and tricks to recording your audio. You're almost ready to record a sample audio file. To do this, you first need to make sure your computer is ready to go and your software is ready to go. If you're using the Audacity software, you need to install the lame MP3 converter. Audacity can't convert audio to MP3 as it doesn't have this converter. The lame converter is an open source program that does this converting. This saves Audacity and you from having the cost of purchasing a license for a commercial converter. You need to install the lame converter and tell the Audacity software where to find it. There are instructions on how to do this on the Audacity website. I can't tell you everything about learning your audio software. That's up to you. Generally, it's pretty easy to do, and Audacity software is pretty easy to use. Record your audio, save the project, and export it as an MP3. That's generally how you do it. What I want to do is share some of the hints and tricks I have learned about the process. Before you begin, make sure you're in a quiet location. You will be amazed at how much background noise can be picked up even by the cheapest microphone. Sit for a minute and listen to the ambient noise in the area where you are recording. Is there too much traffic noise? Is there phones ringing? Creaking? Try to take care of these worst noises. They will come through into your podcast. Prepare your computer. You want to reboot your computer before recording. After a long day of turning programs on and off and using your computer's memory is getting full of bits and pieces of garbage programming. This will cause your computer to stutter as it records and put misses and breaks in your recording. You also want to make sure all extraneous programs are closed. This way, your computer is basically just focused on recording your audio. Please make sure your cell phone is off. This is obvious, but you don't want to get halfway through your recording and have to start over because your cell phone goes off. Of course, you also need to purchase and plug in your microphone. I could write pages and discuss microphones for an hour. My advice would be to start with what you have, and you will eventually purchase a nicer microphone depending on your needs and wants. Any microphone will let you record. It just depends on the quality you want. For just spoken word, you should be able to get a nice microphone for $50 and an average one for $25. Basic podcasting just doesn't require a lot. It's just spoken word. As you get to recording your first podcast, keep a few things in mind. Turn the quality preference down in the Audacity software. Since we are not recording singing or music, we don't need as high of quality or what we call bitrate in the computer world. If we look in the preference options menu of our audio program, there should be a setting for recording bitrate. By setting the bitrate lower, the sound file we create will be smaller and it will be easier to upload to the internet and for students to download. I would set the bit rate to 96 bits per second. Keep your podcast short. After listening to numerous podcasts, I would limit the size of the podcast to no more than 10 or 15 minutes. That seems to be about the maximum you can keep excitement in your voice and your students can pay attention for. If you have a long lesson to teach, break it into multiple podcasts focused on specific tasks of the lesson. This will also make it easier for your students to listen to and replay as needed. Also, script your podcast. Don't try to record your podcast directly from memory. Write yourself a script. This will cut down on the awkward pauses in your audio and the ummies. At the same time, don't just read the script. Boring. Use a script to guide your talk. Pretend the audience is in front of you. It doesn't have to be perfect. Don't keep recording over and over. Podcasts do not have to be perfect. The point is to share information. Making it 100% polished does nothing. Students would much rather hear you than a sanitized and perfect recording. For more information on recording audio, check out the Audacity tutorials on the Audacity website. Thank you for listening.